At the beginning of Lent, on Ash Wednesday, we listened to Jesus' first homily, all 19 words of it, when he appeared in Galilee and said, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God has come near, repent and believe in the gospel." Today, as we reach the culmination of that penitential and preparatory season in the sacred Triduum, we meditate on the Lord's last homily, when he mounted the pulpit for the final time and said seven words, seven expressions, seven articulations of his mercy. Cicero had said about crucifixion that it was a crime for a Roman citizen to be bound, a worse crime for him to be beaten. It's well nigh parricide, the killing of a father, for him to be killed. But what am I to say if he be killed on a cross? A nefarious action such as that is incapable of description, for there's none fit to describe it. Nevertheless, our Lord suffered it willingly, and during that incredible agony gave us this, his valedictory of mercy. Faith, as St. Paul tells us, comes from hearing, and as we will listen attentively to the Lord, to what poured forth from his loving heart as that heart was about to beat its last, we need to listen in a special way to the theme of this jubilee and this theme of the Christian life. As most of us know, crucifixion victims were nailed to the cross with their arms stretched back in such a way that in order to breathe, they would have to push up with their legs in order to open their diaphragm enough to exhale. And when you had huge 5 to 7 inch nails through the nerves on your feet, it would have been literally excruciatingly painful for that to happen. Since we talk during exhalation, in order to say anything, Jesus would have had to have made that heroic effort. He was not only suffering, therefore, while he said these words, he was suffering in order to say these words, so that the church and us would know what was going on in his sacred mind and sacred heart at the supreme hour of his mercy. So let us enter in to these seven great articulations of his merciful love, so that we might get to know the Lord better and get to know ourselves better through his love. And since Jesus has called all of us to follow him all the way, picking up our cross each day, first as disciples and then as co-redeemers, we'll ask him to help us to put on the mind of Christ this afternoon, to make our hearts like unto his, as we seek to make his dying last words and the merciful thoughts that inspired them our own.